It's 6:20. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kedra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado's conversion therapy ban went in front of the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. At issue is whether licensed therapists can counsel minors to try to change their gender identity or sexual orientation. CPR's Caitlin Kim was at the Supreme Court for oral arguments and says it was a relatively subdued scene.
I actually went through the line of people waiting to get in. I do that to see if I can find any Coloradans to talk to, but there were none. And that line was actually smaller than normal, especially for a case of this magnitude. I will say there were some supporters of both sides outside of the court when I left after the arguments, but again, still smaller than I would have expected.
This is the third time in recent years a conservative Christian legal group challenged one of Colorado's LGBTQ protections in front of the high court. It won the past two cases. The Colorado Attorney General's office is helping educators spot early warning signs of potential gun violence. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The program is also meant to prevent suicides. 16% of this year's anonymous Safe to Tell school safety calls were suicide concerns. The program will educate teachers, administrators, and counselors on how to seek an extreme risk protection order if they're worried about a student. In 2023, Colorado added educators to the list of people who can request that someone's guns be temporarily confiscated under the red flag law. One in five Colorado middle school students reported they could get a loaded gun in less than an hour without adult assistance. The training is free for educators. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A former town official in Aguilar is facing multiple felony charges. That's according to the Colorado Bureau of Investigations and other federal and local agencies. Tyra Marie Avila served as administrator, clerk, and treasurer for many years in the small town located about an hour south of Pueblo. She's accused of embezzling public funds for personal use, among other charges. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.